Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Floke here. We could be in for an early flu season. There's been just over 32,000 cases across the country so far in 2024. That's nearly doubled this time last year. More than 13,000 of those are in New South Wales, with around 80 cases reported across the Hunter New England Health District over the past fortnight. Another tick of approval for the huge Waratah super battery being built on the old Lake Marmora power station site. It's received its generator performance standard, the toughest part of the approval process, meaning it can connect to the state's electricity grid once up and running. CEO of Acacia Energy, Nick Carter, says the battery will act as a shock absorber for the state's energy grid in case of network failure, and that's good news for the Hunter.
It's really important for the Newcastle, Sydney, Wollongong region in the 330 kilovolt network, which we're connecting to, just to ensure supply and ensure that lights stay on.
If a federal election were held now, the results would be nearly too close to call. The latest Roy Morgan poll has found the Coalition's taken a two-party preferred lead over the Albanese government by the narrowest of margins. And social media giant Meta's hit back at claims it's fueling the nation's youth crime crisis by promoting videos of violent offences. It says about 99% of its disturbing content on Instagram and Facebook was removed proactively before being reported by users. Dom Young's Newcastle homecoming will have to wait. The Roosters recruit has accepted a two-game ban picked up for a high shot in the club's loss to the Dogs last round. Newcastle skipper Kalyn Ponga says it certainly would have added a bit of extra theatre to the game against the Chooks this Thursday if the winger were in the mix.
It would have been nice to play against them, to be honest. That challenge, for him to be back at, well, it's not home, but for him to be playing back here. But yeah, I'm glad I don't have to try and tackle him on a breakaway or anything like that.
Team list for the game at McDonald Jones Stadium will be released today. And the foal of legendary racehorse Winx has sold for a record-breaking $10 million at auction.